Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And here we are for hour number two, Getaway Friday, June...
the 12th?
You know the date? June the 12th.
Yeah, I know the date.
2020.
Woohoo! I can't believe we're halfway done in June.
I'm getting excited because I love the second half of the year much better than I like the first half of the year.
Well, I mean, I hope the second half of the year is better.
2020 has been a little rough. But it's going to be highly exciting because we got a presidential election. Mm-hmm. That'll beef up the news. I love that. We've got how this COVID thing's all going to end. I love a good story with a happy ending. We've got Christmas. We've got Thanksgiving. We've got Halloween. We've got the
conventions. I'm going to need a raise before Christmas.
Is that right? I don't know if we're going to we covered the conventions before. I don't know if we will this time or not, but it's, you know, it's just a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm highly excited.
I'm excited. Though it stresses me out knowing that Christmas is only 6 months away.
Christmas is going to be big this year.
Oof.
I've got a big Christmas plan this year.
Oh.
Yeah, the Christmas of 2020.
That'll be fun.
It is going to be fun.
Are we still doing Christmas Eve at your house?
Oh, yeah, Christmas Eve at my house has been a staple for many, many years.
Yep.
This year, there'll be a lot more people there, though, because last year, something had happened that I shrunk the party up, and I don't remember what had happened.
Yeah, because it was just me, you, Sean, and your mom and her husband.
Right. And I don't remember why that happened. Something had I know what it was. There'd been something...
I do that every time.
Yeah, no, you cross the headphones to the microwave. Microphone. No, something... It had something to do with Thanksgiving. Something had happened on Thanksgiving, like there was a... Because I have Thanksgiving at my house, too. And I don't remember what had happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad thing. It was just something... I don't remember. It was the day of the week or something was going on. I can't remember. But this year should be different.
I didn't go to your Thanksgiving. I was there...
That's right.
The day before Thanksgiving.
That was a fun day.
Yeah.
That was a fun day. We had a lot of good traditional moments last year.
I know. It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. And considering we had just met the prior month, it was really interesting. But it was fun. It was a good time.
I still managed to get a gift.
From Santa Claus.
Yeah. I feel like I should be included in Sean's gift giving this year.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, last year, Terry...
I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to, give him a list.
Well, Terry...
I hope he's listening.
Well, Terry, I'm sure he is. Terry did not show up.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was having some issues at his house, so that was an odd thing that doesn't normally happen. But now Memorial Day, I had a good time Memorial Day.
Yeah, that was fun.
I had a really fun time. And I think that's going to loosen up even more because the more people are together, the looser it gets.
Yeah.
And now everybody wants to come. It's like Mike wants to come now and Linda. And I think it's going to be a real hub for the holidays.
It'll be fun.
It will be fun. I need a piano player because I have a piano that nobody can play. But we could get some real Christmas tunes going if I knew somebody who could play that piano.
Courtney's trying.
I gotta do something.
If you just put it on the TV, like on YouTube, to teach her how, she can learn real quick.
Well, I just think it would be so much fun to have Christmas carols or just music going on at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it would be fun.
Because I have the piano right there. All I need is the piano player.
You should just hire someone.
I'm going to have to. I think this year I'm going to do it. Because I always have Thanksgiving late, like 4 or 5.
And that's why I don't go, because then I start shopping at that point.
That wasn't the reason last year. Something else had happened.
No, I went to... I went to my mom and stepdad's.
No, but there was something else going on, because I remember...
Well, that's what I did, because I didn't know what I was going to do.
No, you were ill. You had become... Yes, because I remember... I'm flashing on this moment. I remember I was cooking the turkey, and I sent you a picture of the turkey, and you sent me a picture of you sick.
Oh, yeah, I was sick. But I did end up going to my stepdad, with my stepdad. My mom was working, and I ended up going with my stepdad... to his house, and I ate like a little bit, but not nearly as much as I would normally.
I think, because at that point, we really had only known each other like 30 days.
Yeah.
I think you would have come.
Oh, yeah. I would have. But, I mean, I wouldn't have stayed very long because that cuts into my shopping time.
Well, I mean, it's...
just because I go shopping.
I don't think we stay that late.
Well, I mean, I just go... Like, as soon as my mom gets off work, I start shopping. Because she works at Kohl's, too. So I just meet her at Kohl's, and then we shop at Kohl's, and then we go from there.
I'm almost sure we were done before the stores opened because I put the tree up that night. And yeah. That's a big project. So I think that... I'm sure we had to break up. We must start earlier than 5. I know we don't do noon, but right. We must start at like 3 or 4 and get done like 6 or 7. Yeah. Yeah, but it's always fun. It's always a lot of fun. And then I put up all the... I have more Christmas decorations. Oh, my God. We've got like 3 trees.
I know.
It's a production at Christmas.
And you have a little Grinch that sits on your piano. Because Austin is obsessed.
Obsessed with that thing.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to take it home. He asked you if he could if he could have it.
I was so impressed last year that... Oh, and Thanksgiving night, I redid my outside tree. I relit the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Restrung the lights on the outside tree. Because they'd burn out.
Yeah.
And that looked great all winter long. I never shut it off.
I know. I was there a lot because we would always do the podcast and stuff.
Yeah, it's back when we liked each other.
I know.
We were friendly in those days.
The good old days.
December was a good month. We had a really fun December last year. We went shopping a lot together. We ate out a lot together. I just had a lot of fun. We spent Christmas Eve together.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, not the whole day because I had to get my kids after... Because I had my kids this year for Christmas.
It was a... I mean, I think
I was there for a little while, but then I left because I had to pick up my kids.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, it didn't go on forever, yeah. But we hung out like way before the party started because we watched the episode of The Facts of Life for which you were named. Mm-hmm. Then we watched a movie you liked that you said was your favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, Holiday in Handcuffs.
And then we went to Kroger and mm-hmm. had an episode because you didn't like that people were recognizing me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And bought a cherry pie.
Yep. That was so fun. And I was going to say something. What was I going to say? I don't remember.
All I know is we have fun doing the silliest things. That's very strange.
Why?
No, I'm just saying. We have fun doing the strangest things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do.
I mean, like getting cherry pie. If you look at how we...
I should have put it in your face. I should have, like, pied you.
But, I mean, think about what we did Christmas Eve day. I mean, it was nothing like... We wrapped gifts.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything that...
Oh, I wrapped gifts. You wrapped gifts. You sat on the couch.
I hit you with a pillow.
And then I hit you with the wrapping paper roll.
Yeah, it got ugly there for a minute. But it's like the most minutia stuff that we end up doing.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. You know, when I was at your house for Memorial Day, your mom was like asking me questions about where stuff was. Like, I was like, and helping you host this party. Just like
when it started.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I could hear it. I think why that was, because clearly she knew her husband didn't know where anything was.
Right.
And the only other two people in that room, because Sean had already went to the other room, and Terry was already in the other room, so it was just Jeff, Ruth, and Mary Ellen Withrow there, and she certainly wasn't going to ask if they knew anything. So I think she would have asked Sean or Terry.
Right.
Or me. But we weren't in the room. We had moved to the other part of the house.
I don't know.
But it was like spoons. I mean, it wasn't like something that was horribly hard to find.
No, I found it.
You know what? But I do think... I think she was asking more like... like free association. Because clearly she didn't know where anything was.
Right. It was just funny.
It was just like, where is anything? And you know where a lot of stuff is in my house. I've seen you go looking for things.
Yeah, I don't because you've had to ask questions.
And plus, you've had to put my house back together a few times after you've brought people with you.
Oh, my kid. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, who do I bring with me to your house? My kids, yeah.
You get so upset. It doesn't bother me at all.
I know, but I'm not going to, like, leave your house a mess. They, like, it's like they're little tornadoes. They just destroy everything.
But you would, I just, the first time you brought them, you, I could tell, like, there needed to be, like, 7 or 8 Nerf pills. I bet you couldn't have got a penny in any crevice on your body. You were so tight that night and tense and nervous. And they were messing with the walnuts, which all kids do for some reason.
Yeah, you're going to have to get rid of those.
People love
things.
Those things. And
I'm going to need them gone.
I don't know what that it is about those. All kids love them. All kids love them.
Yeah.
And so everybody's going through everything. And, you know, they're just kids having fun, you know, playing with the Grinch and all that. And you are just so angry and so uptight about the whole thing.
That's how I am all the time.
Not, it gets worse when they're around.
Oh, no, I mean, like at home, even at home, like when it's my stuff. And I'm just like...
And I kept saying to you, go. I said, I can clean this up. It's fine.
Yeah. I just don't... Ugh. I don't know. I think it's because, like, when I was growing up, everything had to be perfect. Like, I mean, we would get up on the weekends and have to, like, scrub the baseboards and the walls. And, like, it was just everything always had to be picture perfect. And you weren't allowed to touch anything. And it's kind of like living in a museum.
Well, you know what's funny? Everybody who comes to my house, not just with kids, anytime anything's out of place, they always have to put it back to place. And I don't think of my house as extremely together.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it is.
I don't know. I just... No, I mean, no. But it's just like... I don't know. It stresses me out, man.
Well, I just... I'm always funny when people come over and they're so worried about putting my house back the way it was before they came. And I think it's not... There isn't like a big rhyme or reason around here.
Okay, cool. Next time I'm just going to let them destroy everything.
Well, I told you. I said just don't worry about it. I don't mind going back and picking up those walnuts or... The Grinch or whatever is
lying
around.
Well, my luck, you just slip and fall on one, and then...
Sue you.
You can, I don't know that you can sue me. It's your own stuff in your own house.
I would find a...
But you would, like, slip and fall and break something and then not be able to get up, and then I'd come and find you next week, and you'd be dead.
Well, that is a peril. That is a peril of living alone, is it, you could die.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that recently.
Right.
Not that I'm dying. I'm obviously alive.
I'd hope not.
But I'm thinking, you know, I think I told it on the air. I had a moment where I was having a dizzy spell.
Yeah.
And I had seen the doctor, and he had said, if you have a dizzy spell, mm-hmm. you need to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, because I yelled at you for not calling me.
Well, I'm not going to call somebody. I can't call people. I have a disease.
Right. But I yelled at you because you should not have driven.
But I did.
Mm-hmm. And this is why we fight. Because you do stuff like this, and then I yell at you. I just got to keep you in place.
I'm sorry, Mother. I did not realize. This is why people ask you where stuff is in my house, because you're like my mother. That's why it happens.
I know.
But, you know, I have a really... You know what I cannot do? It's weird, because I can be sarcastic. I can be cynical. I can be, you know, it comes off as rude, but really I'm kidding. I don't take anything seriously. But what I can't stand is I hate when people are worried about me. I hate that because it seems like sympathy. I can't take it. And I don't like, sympathy is the worst one. But I don't like compliments. I can't take a compliment very well.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, if somebody says, oh, you're great, I think, really? Your definition of great must be different from my definition of great.
You're wonderful.
So you do something I say I don't like. Compliments are funny to me. I don't know
I
why
like
that is.
To bother you.
You know where I think that, I don't even know where that comes from.
I don't know.
You know what it is? Too many people say nice things to me, and I think people are great, but I know me, and I'm not really all that great.
Well, I mean, Okay.
I'm not. And when people say this stuff, I think they're trying to be nice, and I appreciate that they're trying to be nice, but I, trust me, have not done a whole lot of great things.
Well, you know, maybe they think you do. It's all about perspective.
Is it?
Yeah. They might think you're like the greatest person on earth.
I don't know if anybody thinks that.
I don't know. I mean, some people may. I don't, but I'm just kidding.
Well, I hope you know better people than me. But it's just, it's a weird thing. It's compliments are funny to me.
Yeah.
Let's do bestie. We haven't done bestie.
Oh, yeah.
What is the definition of a bestie?
I would say someone that, like, you tell all your secrets to and someone that you can go to for anything. Like, if there's ever, you know, if you need something or if you just need to talk about something, you can always go to them. Someone that you spend time with a lot, and yeah.
These are important people in your life. I've always said, nothing wrong with family. I think family's great, but you don't choose your family.
Right.
You choose your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a much deeper bond in a way, because they don't have to be there.
Right.
Your family can leave. It's a little more difficult, though.
Yeah. But I mean, because they're still family, regardless.
Right, they're still there. But a friend doesn't always have to be a friend. A friend's an optional title.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, that to me is always much more, if a friend says something nice to you, I always think, hey, that's really cool, because they don't have to say it.
Right.
Which I think is where bestie comes in.
Yeah. Sorry.
Many people have wanted to be my bestie over the years.
I know. And I have the spot. How did I get so lucky?
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate people who've wanted to be the bestie.
Yeah.
But you should really only have one. I don't like that when people say I have like 18 besties.
Well, you know. Sometimes it happens, I guess. I don't know. Sorry, I'm trying to look for something because I have an issue. I'm struggling. But anyway, what's a bestie to you?
I think it's very similar. Obviously, it's somebody you pick. I think it's somebody who, shorter definition for me, just is it's somebody who, when you're with them, things are better.
Right.
You know, they kind of change the room in a way. It's that. And certain people do that.
I can agree with that.
I don't know what that... I mean, like, you can be having an awful day, and they are just... They can change that with their presence. Like, you... depression is the big one. It's usually not anger, but it's depression. There is somebody who can even out your depression. If you're angry or depressed about something, when you're with them, it's harder to feel that way.
Yeah.
Because they... change the atmosphere. They change the feeling. And that to me would be a bestie. Because not everybody does that.
Right.
A lot of people add to it.
Oh, yeah.
And just make it worse. And a lot of people have no idea how to fix those problems. Because I think they try very hard.
Yeah. Can you hear my drink?
A little bit.
Oh.
We've heard your drink and we've heard Buster Douglas tonight. It's very good.
I was shaking my head as I was taking a drink. I don't know why, because nobody can see me shaking my head.
Well, you know what? I didn't think about this you had the Parkinson's there for a second. With 29 minutes left to go, you weren't here for the 6th anniversary party, but obviously you are part of the station, and you listen constantly for almost a year now.
I know.
What are your I was very popular in Nashville. What are your favorite WWGH memories?
Definitely the day before Thanksgiving when we came in here and set up the tree.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah. I love that night.
That was fun.
We do a special that night too on the air every year. That's for people who don't know. We haven't talked about that. That is a tradition we've done for a long time. What happens is, and we all convene, it's a Terry, Sean, myself, and you joined in on that last year.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, it's late in the night. It's the night before Thanksgiving. And we usually get together about 6-ish. And we get a blizzard
mm-hmm.
at Dairy Queen. And then we come to the station here, and we take about 2 hours setting up the Christmas tree and putting all the Christmas decorations up. And then at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 10, we do a special, which is usually the introduction of Christmas music on the station. And it's a hilarious special because we've all been here. We're usually all amped up and in a good mood, and the studio's decorated for Christmas. And it's a fun, it's a really fun night.
Oh, yeah. I have so much fun.
Yeah. I like that night.
Yeah. And then I guess, like, my favorite time listening, I was at work, and it was the day that you and Charlie and Sean and I think Terry were all drinking eggnog.
Day before, or the last day, no, that's the last day Charlie's on before Christmas. So it would have been the Friday before last year.
Oh, it was so funny.
Oh.
That was the best. I loved it. Yeah.
It's still one of my favorite moments. And last year we got into that poinsettia. And the forest called our ponset.
Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know, that was just that show, that 2 hour or 3 hour, because we did the exchange that day. Mm-hmm. What did I do on my show that morning? I think we were having similar conversations. I'm sure we were.
Probably.
I did a lot of Christmas shows last year. I remember I had the post office from Santa Claus, Indiana on. That's one of my big things. I had a lot of people on it. I had Santa Larry. I have a lot of celebrities on that time of year who talk about Christmas. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
And but Thanksgiving last year, the Friday before Thanksgiving, I had on. Oh, yes.
Who did you have on?
Oh, who did I have on? It was a great interview. Ashley Williams.
Oh, yes.
Who was starring in a Hallmark Christmas movie. That was a good day.
Oh.
Loved it.
Yeah. That was fun. Because I remember how excited you were to show me that picture that she signed for you.
Oh, yeah. Because she put hearts on it.
Yeah. Because you were like, what does this mean? Why did she put hearts on it? Oh,
like, no. Her and I think have a common law marriage at this point.
Oh.
I do. Because she, at the end of the interview, I got to tell her about the crush. And she giggled. It was very nice. She thought it was very sweet. And then she sent the picture with the hearts on it.
Yeah. That was sweet.
That's common law marriage as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. She said you were so cute.
I know.
Because I made fun of you for the longest time for that.
Oh, I loved her. She to me, ooh. That's a thing.
Oh, I know. Hey, that's good though. I'm glad.
Thank you.
So I have a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so do you ever like try to analyze your dreams?
I don't have dreams.
You don't have dreams?
If I do, I don't remember them.
Okay, so I usually don't remember my dreams, but I had the most, like, random dream last night, okay? And it was my son asked me to have, like, another child. And I was older. He was still, like, the same age, but I was older, okay? And I was like, well, I can't have kids anymore. And he asked why, and my mom was in the dream also, and she said, well, after a woman can't have kids anymore, they turn into a man. Like, what is that about? That was so weird.
Well, I have two takes on this. Number one, I think, well, I told you this earlier. I think that might be a feeling of unattractiveness. Because I think a woman turning into a man would be a pretty unattractive thing.
Right.
And then I think the other way you could look at that is that age is happening. That time's getting away.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, that was just, it was just so weird. I mean, I don't have any, like, self-esteem issues in that way. But I don't know. Like, it was just so, like, weird. And I woke up and I was like, what in the world just happened?
You know, I don't know why I don't dream. I don't know what causes dreams. I don't know why some people have them. They say everybody dreams, but I don't remember them. If I do, I have no recollection of them at all.
Yeah. I only remember certain ones.
You know, it's funny, though. When I worked third shift in radio for like 3 months one time, and it was awful. That's when I learned I would never work third shift again. Mm-hmm. And I did it for 3 months, and it was during the summer. And I remember it was when Michael Jackson died, because that was on the news every day. And I would, that's what I'd wake up to. Well, I'd get home. I think I worked like 11 at night until 7 in the morning. So I'd get home just as the morning shows were starting, and I'd go right to bed. I wasn't one of those people who tried to stay up. I went right to bed, and then I would get up like 2 or 3 in the afternoon and stay up till whenever. But so I did this for 3 months. And during that time, I couldn't remember dreams. I wasn't having dreams. But I would have that thing where I like felt I was falling.
Oh, I hate that.
Only during that time. I don't know if I was having lack of sleep or it was because I was in a different sleep pattern. I don't know what brought that on.
Yeah, that's weird.
But it was just, it's just all you feel is you're falling. Not that you're anywhere that you would be falling. You just feel that you're falling, and then all of a sudden, you...
Have you ever had a dream where you, like, were peeing, and then you peed the bed?
No, I don't think I ever did that.
I did that so many times when I was pregnant.
Really? I never have, I have to get up sometimes in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom, which is... And you know, you always think about it. I know all men do this. This is a men thing.
Like a men thing?
A men thing. This is a man thing. Is that you wake up because you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get up because you're comfortable and you... Why? So you sit there and in your mind, you think, well, maybe I can hold it.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah. But then you soon realize after like 5 minutes that you can't.
And you should have just got up.
You can't go back to sleep because now you're feeling it. So then you have to get up and do it. And then you fall back right back asleep as soon as you go to bed. But that happens every night almost.
Oh. Wow. You know, the funniest thing, I remember this dream from when I was little. Like, I want to say like 4 or 5. Okay. And, at my grandparents' house, we lived with my grandparents at the time. So apparently at my grandparents' house, there was a pool in the middle of their living room. Okay. And my mom told me that I wasn't allowed to go into the pool unless I had floaties on, because there were sharks at the bottom that would eat me if I didn't have floaties on. And I didn't listen. And I went into this pool and the sharks were trying to get me. I don't know why I've remembered that dream for so long, but it terrifies me. And I hate swimming now.
You know, I never had nightmares or any... It's weird. I never had that. I don't know why. I don't know what causes those.
Yeah.
I don't have... See, I have a big imagination, but I don't have dreams. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't have any of that. I don't know why. There's just nothing in my brain that's really percolating in that direction.
Yeah. I don't know. I have some of the weirdest dreams, though. Let me tell you.
You know what I do at night, though? I will remember things, like, from the day. I did that the other night during the anniversary party. And for some reason, they don't strike me funny at the time. But it's like as the day's slowing down.
Yeah.
Because I always turn on the television. I have the Roku in my bedroom, and I put on the Roku.
So, you act like it's like some prize, but I have the Roku.
I have the Roku, and I put on the Roku, and I never know what I just put on anything.
Yeah.
And so, and that's when I'm winding down, and I can go to sleep pretty quick, within like 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So I'm laying there, and that's when I'm completely alone, and the lights are all out in the house, and it's quiet except for the Roku being on, and that's when something will hit me that happened during the day, and I'll just start to laugh, and I can't stop.
Good thing you live alone, or someone might think you're a little...
They would think I was nuts. And the other night that happened, and I'm not going to say how this happened, but there was a moment at the anniversary party that was incredibly hilarious, and at the time, I didn't think of it as being hilarious. And then in bed, it just came to me, and... I just could not stop laughing. And I told the person about it the next day, who it happened to. Yeah. I said, this is what happened last night. And they started laughing, which they weren't laughing about it at the time either. But it was a funny thing. It just wasn't funny when it happened.
Right.
But in hindsight, it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was.
But that happens quite a bit. Or I'll think of something that happened a long time ago because somebody's on my mind, and I'll remember something, and I'll think, oh, man, that was funny. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
And you just can't stop laughing because it just hits you exactly right. And, you know, it's like when something is not supposed to be funny and you can't stop laughing no matter how hard you try. It's like that. Yeah. That happens at night. That's about it, though.
Yeah.
I never lay in, like, I don't stress at night. I don't sit there and think about things. I don't do that.
Yeah, I fall asleep pretty fast, yeah. Usually.
Yeah,
Now, staying asleep, that's that's my
usual. My only is the 3 a.m. bathroom visit.
Oh, yeah.
I pencil that in.
Well, you know, yesterday, like last night, so I took that 4-hour nap, okay? Because I was so exhausted. And then I could not fall. I wasn't tired. So it was like 3 a.m. and I'm like, well, now I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to have to wake up in 2 hours to unlock my door so my kids can get in. And then they're going to want to talk because they're just like me and they can't shut up. And so then they're going to sit. I'm going to try to sleep so I can sleep a little bit before I work. And they're going to sit there and talk to me all morning. And I'm going to wake up and be mad. Well, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, this could explain why people are tired. At certain time, a long nap is bad. Now I can do the short naps,
yeah,
and be okay. Like under an hour, I can still be okay and still go to sleep. But if I do, especially in the winter when there's, I can nap easy.
Well,
in the winter.
I set an alarm because I only planned to lay down for an hour because I had 3 assignments due, and I was like, okay, I'll set an alarm. I'll get up and do my assignments, clean up after the kids, and I didn't even hear my alarm. I was so tired.
I never set an alarm for a nap, but what I used to do in the winter, because I wasn't getting a lot of sleep at night, I don't know why, but this past winter, I was very busy, and at night, it's an easy time, like I'll book guests on the West Coast at night, so it's a 3-hour time difference, and I'll be on the computer sending emails or doing whatever I need to do. A lot of times, it's a good time to clean up the house. I tend to work more at Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's just busier. You're shopping, stores extend their hours. It's more tiring, and you're doing a lot more. And then I get up at fairly early to come in here and do this thing 5 days a week, because if nobody else did, there'd just be depression. So, and I never can take a day off. I don't have a day off in me. So, in winter, it's dark a lot. So I can do a nap in a winter. But I have the best ability to, like, have that internal clock. So last winter, I remember what I would do, because I would get these breaks. Like, I would leave here at, like, noon, and I didn't have to be at school till, like, 2:30. So I would go home,
mm-hmm.
and I'd immediately fall asleep, because I was so tired. By the time I did the show, I'd been up for 5 hours. I wouldn't eat, because if I ate, then I was in trouble. Because I think that peps you up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'd get home about 12:30, and I never went to the bedroom. I just always went to the couch. Went to the couch, and I have like a blanket and a pillow, like laying in the laundry room. I'd grab the blanket and the pillow, I'd lay down, and I'd almost immediately be asleep, and I was always up by 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd sleep for like an hour, hour and a half, and at 2 I was up. I could get to the school within 15 minutes. So I'd get up at 2, I'd get something to drink, I'd fold the blanket, I'd put the pillow back in the laundry room, I'd make sure, my hair wasn't sticking straight up, and then I'd jump in the car and I'd head over to the school.
You know, it's funny though, because, like, my house is so hot, well, probably not right now because it's not that hot out, but I don't have AC, and my windows do not open because it's like a super old house, so they just don't open. So my house is so hot, so hot. And I cannot sleep without a blanket on me. So I have 2 fans like directly on me while I'm sleeping, just so I can have a blanket, because I can't sleep without a blanket.
I like a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually I don't start out with it if it's hot, but I'll end up under it.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle of the night. So that's...
Sometimes I'll just, like, put it in between my legs and then, like, hold it against my chest, like, kind of cuddle with it. Just to have it.
Well, you know, I think a lot of these things, you know, like the nap, I guess that's about being in the moment. And I didn't used to have that internal clock. But somehow I got that.
Yeah.
To where if I know, I don't know if that's, I would love to know what that is, but a lot of people can do that. And I never set an alarm because there's no alarm in my living room.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you what, my oldest is a lifesaver because it'll be time to start work and he'll be like, Mommy, you're going to be late, because there's some times where I hit my phone and my alarm turns off. And because I'm just so exhausted from, like, everything that I'm doing. Because I'm constantly on the go. And I'll, you know, stay up late to finish schoolwork. And then I'll have to get up early. And so it's just, like, constant. And, yeah. So, that was this morning. Mommy, it's 7:45. You have to be working now. And I'm like, dang it.
You know, I remember I used to date a girl once. And, she had an alarm on her phone, but it wasn't like a buzz. I'm trying to remember what it used to be. It wasn't a song, but it was a noise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Was it terrible?
Oh, I got so tired. Because she would get up before me. And I mean, it would wake me up.
You know.
And she kept hitting the snooze. And I kept thinking, why don't you get up?
You know, it's funny. I set an alarm like every like 5 minutes.
It was like one of those things.
Yeah, I start it like 45 minutes before I have to actually be up because I know that I will keep hitting the snooze. But I did not used to be like that. I used to be able to get up with one alarm, just like get up when I needed to. And then I got married and he set an alarm for every 5 minutes. And so I just got used to it. And now I sleep through alarms.
Oh, I did not get used to that because I couldn't sleep through it. And I didn't have to be up.
Yeah.
And she did that purposely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hated that.
Well, when I was pregnant for Austin, I was on bed rest the last 2 months, so I didn't have to be up. And that's, I think, when I kind of got used to it.
Because I think that's why that relationship ended. I thought, oh, my God, if I have to put up with another morning of this.
Oh, that's not why mine ended, but.
Oh, that's why mine ended. No, it probably wasn't. But it was awful. It was every morning.
Oh, no,
I thought we're going to have to go to separate rooms. I can't take this anymore. This is awful.
I know people that are married that have been married for like a long time that don't share a room.
Well, I understand it. When it's something like that, you don't realize how bad that will tick you off.
I tell you what, I feel bad for like anybody, like I guess, you know, my future husband at one point, because I will beat the crap out of someone in my sleep.
I don't think I would ever. This is an interesting topic, and I'm literally, and I don't use that word very often, but just so people know, I'm literally talking about sleeping in the same bed with somebody. That's what I'm talking about sleep.
Right.
So
that's why I was like, didn't know how to word that, because I was like,
people use that term for other things.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about sleeping in the same bed with somebody.
Right.
And what I have learned about that is that it's bad.
I will beat the crap out of someone.
You know what? It's strange because it's really not. It's not uncomfortable, unless the person is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you can't do it.
It's funny because I'll wake up with bruises, and I'm like, "How in the heck did I get this bruise on me?" And I'm like, "Oh, I must have like kicked myself."
You know what? It always though seems in the beginning like a very nice thing.
Yeah.
Because usually you're not sharing your bed with somebody else.
Right.
So when it initially happens, it's like, oh, isn't this nice? This is such a nice thing.
And then after a week, you're like, oh.
About that long. Sometimes not even that long.
I know.
Because
second night, you gotta go.
Oh. Well, and you get over it pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you see them in the morning. And that's also, yeah, I'm sure they're seeing you too. So
man, I gotta wake up next to you.
Yeah.
I have to sleep next to you.
Well, you get, oh man, it's a thing. And I don't know why that's a thing. When you really think about it, why would two people have to sleep in the same bed? What is the reason for that?
I don't know.
That's very odd.
I'm going to have to get, like, a California king-size bed so I can sleep on one side and they can sleep on the other so they don't come anywhere near me because I'm going to, like, I'm going to hurt someone.
It's just weird how you fall into the pattern of one person sleeps on one side, one person sleeps on the other. It's like a routine.
Yeah.
You absolutely, it doesn't change.
My ex-husband slept on the couch a lot. Probably because I would kick him.
Oh, no, no. The person I lived with for the longest time, we slept in the same bed, and it was... Matter of fact, that was a big argument for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I stayed up later, and she got up earlier, and I wouldn't come to bed. I thought, why do I need to go to bed with you? Honest to God. If you're tired, go to bed.
I think it's a girl thing, because I was the same way.
Oh,
like, I hated it. I'd be like, are you coming to bed? And he'd be like, why? I'm like... Because I can't sleep. And then he'd end up on the couch, and I would wake up. Like, I would not stay asleep. I would wake up, and I would be so mad that he was not in bed, that I would go down there and wake him up and be like, he needs to go upstairs.
That's common. I used to do that, too, because I would think, well, okay, she's asleep now. I would walk in to see that she was asleep, and then I would go to the couch, and then here at some point in the middle of the night, she'd be standing there. Why are you on the couch?
Yep.
And then you'd have to go up there. I wonder anybody ever got any sleep. It was awful.
I know.
It was awful. But you know what? I think you have about two times that you can do it before it becomes like a thing.
Right.
But that's a very short list of people with me. Because at one point I got to the point where no matter what, even if I thought they wanted to stay the night, I immediately started coming up with excuses that they could not. And literally, it was about staying the night. It was about sleeping. And I thought total sleep. Yeah, and one person got very mad about it.
That's
because
funny.
I would always send them home, and they lived like 45 minutes away.
I think I know who you're talking about now.
Well, I couldn't.
I mean, I do know who.
And it got to be one point. It was so funny because it got to one point. I remember it would be late. Because she would stick around late, and I'd say, okay, well, I think it's time for you to go now. Oh, that is not pleasant.
Oh.
You know, why can't I just stay? And I say, oh, I really got to be up super early tomorrow, and I can't.
You should have just been like, okay, well, you can sleep on the couch.
I don't like that either, because they start there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once they're in your door, when you lock the door, there's always a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like I say, one or two times... That's a special moment. And again, I'm talking about sleeping. One or two times, yeah. Because then you're like, it's a unique thing.
Yeah.
You know? But after that novelty wears off very quick.
Right.
And no more.
And like, don't touch me when I'm sleeping.
No,
just
no.
Leave me alone.
No, no. Now, some people like to be touched as they're falling asleep.
Yeah.
But no, once you're asleep, it's very... You're asleep.
But if I touch you, don't get mad.
Well, I don't... You know, some people... You know what the worst thing was? One person liked to lay... How do you... Honest to goodness, if you're a guy and you're on your... Nobody sleeps like this, first of all. But apparently we're all supposed to sleep like this. How do you lay flat on your back with somebody...
On your chest?
On your chest.
I don't
That
know.
Is so uncomfortable. You have no idea.
Yeah.
No, I used to lay there thinking, oh my God, is this going to be every night for the rest of my life?
I've had like a kid on both sides before like that, and I'm like...
But a kid's different. A kid, you can... A kid's not going to get furious. The kid might come right back, but they're not going to get... The girl, if you're doing that, she thinks something's wrong with her, and then you got to have a discussion about it.
I just want to like...
Oh.
I want to face the wall, whichever way I'm laying, and I want you to face the other way.
Oh, that's fine. I can do that all night long. But that whole thing about, and that's how it always had, and it would be, that used to be how she tried to get me to bed, was I need you to fall asleep. So she had to lay that way. And it never stayed that way all night. You can't stay that way all night. But, oh, man, it was awful. It was terminal. You don't know how much TV Land I would watch on the television thinking, how am I supposed to... And then your arm would go numb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bad. Bad, 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 bad. When that was over and I was back alone in the bed, I remember the first night just sleeping right in the center of the bed. Nobody on either side. And I thought, this is terrific.
Yep. Oh, that's the best, too. Sleeping right in the middle.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can get diagonal in the bed.
I know.
You can pile up as many pillows as you want. It's a very nice thing.
I wake up and I'm like on the complete opposite side, like at the bottom. Or I'm like,
I wonder how I did it for as long as I did. When I think about, but you know what? It's weird because when she first started spending the night, I don't remember that being bad.
Yeah.
I remember that being okay. You know, that's nice. But boy, when it became like a regular thing, oh.
Awful.
Awful. Because some nights, you just want to be alone. You just want to turn on the television and zone out and not have to deal with any of that.
Right. No, I agree with that 100%. There's sometimes I'm just like, there's sometimes where I've like put my phone on do not disturb so nobody can call me.
Oh, I do that every night.
Like, I mean, I will check it occasionally, and I don't normally do it if my kids, I don't ever do it actually if my kids are not there, because I'm not, like if there's an emergency, obviously their dad needs to get a hold of me, but ugh. I'm just like,
I don't answer calls in the middle of the night. I don't make calls in the middle of the night.
You don't make calls ever.
No. And I don't know. I will not answer the phone. And the thing was, well, what if somebody died? And I say, they'll still be dead in the morning. They're not going to be any less dead when I get the call at 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Oh, you know, Aunt Sylvia's dead. Oh, okay. Well, what am I going to do at 3 o'clock in the morning?
You're supposed to cry right then and there.
No. I wouldn't cry anyway.
I know.
No, I don't do it anymore. There's nobody. Isn't that funny? You get to a point where in life, that didn't used to be the case. There were people who it would have, you know, if they need my help, I'll be there. But now, no. There's nobody that important. I don't. Nobody could die in the middle of the night that I would need to get up.
Right. No, I get that.
This has been a really fun show tonight, and it blew by.
Sorry.
I've enjoyed this one.
Yeah, it was fun.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm tired,
but, good.
But I'm feeling good.
But you know what? And the point is, and I think again, as we started out the show to end the show, congratulations on everything you're accomplishing. Congratulations on everything you're doing. I think the listening audience, as well as me, are totally proud of you. So, as I say to many people, my Cubs cap is off to you.
All right. Have a good night. Wait, well, I don't... Look, I am tired. I'm out of it.
I just
now.
Complimented you. Don't worry about it.
I know. You said your Cub hat is off to
Cubs
me.
Cap.
Cubs cap. Hat, cap, whatever.
Say goodnight, Bales.
Good night.
You say goodnight, Bales.
I'm not saying my name.
That's how you do it. That's the old joke.
Good night, Bales.
There you go. Talk to everybody next week. Stay tuned.
And he says, listen, I went to tell you, don't talk to my wife. That's my wife. You understand? I went on the one to talk to my wife again. That's my wife. And I'm going to kill you. So he says he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to not pay any attention. Just pat him on